poll, 61% of registered voters say America has seriously gotten off on the wrong track. By Wendell Hasebo on October 27, 2021. 61% of registered voters say America has seriously gotten off on the wrong track, a Politico/Morning Consult poll revealed Wednesday. Now, generally speaking, would you say that things in the country are going in the right direction? Or have they pretty seriously gotten off on the wrong track? The poll asked respondents. While 39% say the country is headed in the right direction, 61% say the country is going down the wrong track. The poll also asked respondents if they approve or disapprove of President Joe Biden's job performance. 39% strongly disapprove of Biden's performance and 12% somewhat disapprove, totaling 51%. 23% strongly approve and another 23% said they somewhat approve of Biden's performance. A total of 46% approve of Biden's performance. Among those surveyed, economic issues like taxes, wages, jobs, unemployment, and spending were the most important issues to registered voters at 38%. Security issues, which include terrorism, foreign policy, and border security, ranked second most important to voters at 16%. The far-left agenda item of climate change ranked last at 5%. The polling comes as Biden is suffering setbacks in all directions. After the collapse of Afghanistan, Biden's average polling numbers turned upside down and has increasingly sunk to new lows as the economy deteriorates. According to Gallup, Biden has dropped in the average approval ratings faster than any president since 1953 over the first three quarters in office. Prices consumers are paying for food, gas, and nearly every household good have increased. The New York Times has even taken note Monday, writing the 2021 Thanksgiving could be the most expensive meal in the history of the holiday. Fueled by a supply chain crisis, the price of food has increased by 4.6% since Donald Trump was president. More specifically, prices for meat, poultry, fish, and eggs rose 10.5%. Experts warn inflation and the supply chain crisis, primarily created by labor shortage and union infighting, could last until 2022 and into 2023. But prices for goods could become worse due to ports planning to charge cargo ships for not unloading their cargo quickly enough. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.